At CFM, Lee and Jess for breakfast. It's time to talk sport with Brent Costello. It's finals week one. Let's rewind back to Thursday. Good morning, Brent. How are you, mate?
I'm very good, guys. How are you two?
Yeah, we are going well. All right, this is where we need you to step in because I always get confused working out who has to play who next and where we go from here. But as you say, we'll rewind and talk about who is going through and who isn't. You must be feeling, we'll start from the last game and work our way back, you must be feeling pretty shattered. 1 point.
Oh.
Yeah, we could have worked forward, Jess. What are we working
Sorry.
Back for?
Just, it can only get better from here.
I thought we might run out of time. We'll have to drop that game off. We went last with it, but that's all right. No, it was the better team won on the night, really. They wouldn't go away. I was pretty confident West Coast had run over the top in the end, but it wasn't to be. We won't talk about the throw that took place in the last 30 seconds Ooh. Of the game, as I say, the best team won, and a gutsy win after being holed up in quarantine too for the last week or so, Collingwood. So can't take anything away from them, and they deserve the win.
Also a close game, the Saints and Bulldogs.
Yeah, it was. It was a great round of footy, really, wasn't it? Great first round of finals. And yeah, for St Kilda to knock off a dangerous team like the Doggies, who have had a lot of finals experience, particularly obviously in 2016 when they won the whole thing after winning every final on the way to that flag. A great result for them. They were certainly coming the Doggies, but the Saints good enough to hold them off. Obviously, they've got some concerns now. Paddy Ryder is out with that hamstring injury for the rest of the year. Sounds like Jake Carlisle will head home for the birth of his child, and Long was reported and rubbed out as well. So they've got some concerns this week against Richmond, but they'll just be happy to get through to a semi-final, I reckon.
Speaking of Richmond, not happy with that loss against Lions.
Yeah, I didn't see this one coming. I thought with their record, I think they'd beaten the Lions at the Gabba since 2000. Although the Lions hadn't won against the Tigers at the Gabba since about 2004, I think. So they did well to knock them off the Lions. They're going to be pretty hard to beat to the flag now, I reckon. They're going to play their prelim final at the Gabba. They'll play the grand final at the Gabba if they get through. So, going to be really tough for anyone else to knock them off, I reckon.
My team lost as well. We are luckier, I guess, in that we still get a shot with the semi-finals next week. But Port Adelaide, far too good on the night.
Yeah, they were. And again, they're going to be tough to beat as well because they've got that home final. They're going to have a home prelim final in Adelaide. So it's hard to see anything else but a Port Brisbane grand final now. I reckon saying that, we saw a lot of the favourites upset in this opening round of finals. So anything can happen in this strange old season. But for me, it's going to be a Port Brisbane grand final from here, I reckon.
Okay, there we go. Also locally, obviously the NBL Jack Jumper's name released.
Yeah.
You hit the streets. What were people feeling?
Yeah, look, I think when it first came out, I thought, it was in there as a bit of a furphy and a bit of a sort of a prank almost. And a lot of people were pretty flat about it, I think, when it came out. But I think also at the same time, a lot of people have grown to like it as well, even in the last, less than a week, I suppose, they've sort of turned their opinion around. Once you see the animation that goes with it and all the background story, I think it's going to be really good. And it's not targeted at people like us. It's targeted at the kids. And as long as they like it, guys, they're going to be the ones coming through and supporting it. I think that's the main thing.
Yeah, for sure.
At the end of the day, there's a bit more to work with a Jack Jumper rather than a pitchfork, isn't there?
I think so, yeah. Absolutely, too. Yeah, no doubt about that. Even the music, you got a bit of crisscross, all that sort of thing.
True, yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's definitely something that's going to grow on all of us here. And, as someone rightly pointed out on social media, as long as it's got Tasmania in the name, that's the first thing you see, Tasmania. That's all that matters to us, really, doesn't it?
Awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
Good to touch base, mate. We'll leave you with it.
Thanks, guys.